Nitmo biyazoro, Mishnah says, v'nelma mimenu tumah. Mishnah is a new chiddush. Let's say when you went into the Beis Hamikdash, you were tohor. And then inside the Beis Hamikdash, you became tameh. The Mishnah says, now if you wait there and do not come out, if you did that b'shoygeg, so you chayav a korban el v'yerut. Samara says, tumah biyazoro minolon. How do we know this yisoid? Maybe you only chayav if you were tameh outside and you went inside like you were matama the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know if you first came in tohor and you became tameh there? Some Reb Lozo, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, "Es Mishkan Hashem Timei." This person by going in when he's Tomei, he's metame the Mishkan. Because the Bechoraim Matias Mikdash Hashem Timei, he's being metame the base of the Mikdash. So Imenu Inu L'Tumah Shemachutz, and the Chur of the psukim are saying over. So for the Tumah, if you're Tomei outside, you do not need it. So to Inu L'Tumah Shemachnim, use the second pasuk to say the Chiddush that even though you were Tor when you first came in, and you first became tummy inside, but if you do not go out right away, you also chayav a korban el v'yerut. So, first, the question is this true? Okroi miyatzrei, are these two psukim extra? For mitzvah tzrichi, we need both psukim. The tiny, but not like this. We have a lezer weimer. Im nerma mishkan, if one posuk says the mishkan, loma nerma mikdash. Why does the second posuk say the base of mikdash? Im nerma mikdash, if it says loshon of mikdash, loma nerma mishkan. Why does the first posuk say mishkan? So, it's like this. We need both psukim. Because ilu nema mishkan, if we would just say the pasuk of es mishkan Hashem timei v'loy nema mikdash, it would not talk about the base of mikdash ha'yisiyim. Then I would say al mishkan yechayiv. True, if a person's tamei walks into the mishkan, then he's chayiv a korban el v'yer b'shoygei. Sherei mashuach b'shem in mishkan, because it has tremendous kedusha of the mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashuachit with a special shem in mishkan. But since it's so kaddish, a tamei is not allowed to go inside. But the Amidish and the base of Amidish that did not have the Shem and the Mishkan for the Kedusha, lo yechayiv, maybe they do not have the korban el v'yerut. Therefore, I need a second pasuk of Mikdash. Now the question is, just say the pasuk of Mikdash, and I will know for sure the Mishkan. No. For Yemnema Mikdash, for lo yemnema Mishkan, I will not say the pasuk of Mishkan, ha'yisiyayim, and then I will say like this, Amikdash yechayiv, shirei kedushasa kedushas oilam. Because that's the makam lo'ilam word that you can only bring kabonis. There's no other makam now. Once they gave kedusha to the Beis Hamikdash, that's the only makam to have kedusha to bring kavanas. Like Rashi says, there's never any more heta to bring kavanas on a bamas once they came to Yerushalayim to Beis Hamikdash. But the Mishkan lo yechayiv. But the Mishkan did not have such a kedusha because we know after the Mishkan there's still heta rabamas. So maybe there's no ister for tamei. Only shenat chayiv a korban if a tamei goes into the Mishkan. Akach nema Mishkan. Lekach nema mikdash. That's why we need both psukim. So they're not extra to teach us that if a person becomes tummy inside, he's chayiv, but rather you need both psukim if a tummy is out, was tummy outside and he went in, that he's chayiv. So we answer like this. Rabbi Lezer, also Kakash, this is what was bothering him. Michti, let's see. Mishkan ikri mikdash. The Mishkan is also called the mikdash. Oh, mikdash ikri mishkan. And so, Michti, let's say the two psukim to say the same word twice. Let's say Ayidi Vidi Mikdash, Ayidi Vidi Mishkan. If we say Mishkan twice, I would also know it means the base of Mikdash. And if Buddha said Mikdash twice, I would also know it means the Mishkan. Mishkan or Mikdash Lomali, how can the pasuk changes one time Mishkan, one time Mikdash? Shmamina Tarti, we learn out two things from here. That who adin, if you're first tameh inside and not walking out, that you chayiv. So let's see. Bishlaima Mikdash Ikre Mishkan is called Mishkan. The Chassidus pasuk says, just talking about the Mikdash. Mikdash minolon, if you want to tell me to live. But no, it talks about the Oron. It says they're carrying the Oron, and that's called the Mikdash. But you have not here, it's called the Mikdash, Vishachanti Vesechem. Here the post is talking about the Mishkan. So see clearly the post is the Mishkash. Oksivit says, Bechol Asher Mimar Roischa, Es Tavnes the Mishkan. Right after it says clearly the Mishkan. You just say Mishkan, Mishkan, or Mikdash. That also, even though you first become Tommy inside, if you do not walk out right away, you're also Chayit. Then the Mishnah says that if you became tummy inside and you waited there, v'ishtachavoyu, you bow down, or shishoy k'day ishtachavoyu, you waited there, v'shir of ishtachavoyu. Now Amar Rava, loishonu ela shishtachavoyu kalpei pnim. That's what the Mishnah's mashma for bowing down alone, yechayiv, and so bow down kalpei pnim towards the inside. Aval ishtachavoyu kalpei chutz, bow down, then shoy in. You're only chayiv if you have to wait a few minutes. We'll soon see how long. But loy shor, if you do not wait, you just bow down and walk right out, loy, then you're not chayiv. For bowing down lachutz, you need a shia, you have to wait there also to be chayiv. Again, you became Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, and then for some reason you forgot, you got nervous, you forgot that you were Tomei, or you forgot that you're in the Beis Hamikdash. And you wait there, Kedei Yishtach Avoya, so you say, Yechayev HaKorban Elu B'Yerit. The Lika the Masni, some learn Lo HaSeif on the Sefer. The Sefer says, Oishishoye B'Kedei Yishtach Avoya. Or else, not only do you really bow down, you just wait there the time that it takes you to bow down. So, Mechlal, and that's the proof, Yishtach Avoya Gufa, Boy Yeshia, that bowing down itself also needs time. So, Marava, Lo Yishonavom, with the Seel, Shishtach V'Kal Pechutz, only if you're bowing down towards the outside, then you also have to wait a little bit. Avakati pinimas, you're bowing down towards the inside, towards the heichum, then afakav the loisho, even though you do not wait any longer, just this ishtachavo, for that alone you chayiv. Now, v'hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say, ishtachavo kalpe pinim, if you bow down towards the inside, oi sheshoi kedei ishtachavo, vach ishtachavo the kalpe chutz, or else, in a case where you're bowing down towards the outside, then you only chayiv, if you also waited there, or shiur kedei ishtachavoya. Then you chayiv. How does he notice this halacha? Hechidomi ishtachavoya. What's the case of bowing down? The yispe shiur. What's called ishtachavoya, that there is time to it? The hechidomi ishtachavoya, the lespe shiur. And what's called ishtachavoya, bowing down, that you don't have any extra time to it? So the lespe shiur, zukriya biyama. That means you just kneel. You go on your knees and you just kneel down, that's called a fast ishtachavah without any shiur, without any waiting to it. For that, if you just kneel down, you only chayv if you do that kalpe pinim, but if you do a kalpe chutz and you get up and walk out right away, you're potter. The isbe shiur, what's called ishtachavah that takes time, that's pishut, you're dying for a glayim. You stretch out flat on the ground, your hands straight out, your feet straight out. That's called ishtachavah. The kama shiur shiur, how long does this take? If someone does not really bow down and stray flat out, how long is the time? So pligi bar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani, v'chadim, and somebody else with him. Omani, who's the other one? Rav Shimon ben Pazi. This is the machlokes. We'll soon see what they both say. V'yamilo, some says like this. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, v'chadim, and somebody else with him that's arguing. Omani, who's the other one? Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani. V'yamilo, some say like this. It's Rav Shimon ben Nachmani. Reb Shimon ben Nachmani, that Chadama Kimemra Dai Psukka, how long it takes you to say this whole Pasuk? The Chadama one says no, from the middle of the Pasuk till the end. Maybe Yichrol the Sefer, only from the middle of the Pasuk until the end. What's this Pasuk? That it says, V'chol b'nei Yisrael, Royim b'red Yisei Shukhved Hashem ala boyis, V'yichro apayim orzom al horitzpa, V'yishtachlu v'hoidis l'Hashem. So one says from the beginning of the Pasuk, and one says from the middle, from Vayichru Apayim. You wait a long time to say that Pasuk, that's called the Shir Kadei Yishtachavoya. Torah Rabbanan learned like this. Kida, what is Kida? That means Al Apayim. You just bend down, you put your face on the ground. That's called Kida. The Chayin Rem, the Pasuk says, Vatikos Basheva Apayim Eretz. She put her face down to the ground. Kriya, another type of an Avoyed, Kriya, Al Birkayim, that means kneeling. You put your knees on the ground. V'chein u'ayma, Mikhroi al Birkov, that he bent down his knees on the ground. Hishtachavoya, what's called bowing down, Hishtachavoya, Zupishut Yudayim Raglayim, that means you're straight out, flat on the ground, in the Beis Hamikdash, your hands stretched out and your feet stretched out. V'chein u'ayma, Pasuk says, Havoy nov ani v'yimcho, v'mecho v'yachecho, l'shtachav eslecho hotzo, that Yaakov said to Yosef, am I going to come with your mother to bow down to your so mamish, mamish on the ground? Boy, Rav gets a shout like this. Sarach shiur l'malkus, or yain sarach shiur l'malkus. L'korban gemiru, that's what the Mishnah says, that you only chayv if you come tummy in the Beis Hamikdash, and you wait a little bit until you come out, but you have to wait a certain amount of time, maybe the waiting is only to machayv you a korban. But l'malkus like gemiru. But if you wait there even just 1 second, you're over the lav, maybe for that you receive Malkus. Like Gemira Shia. I do maybe. Bifnim Gemira Shia. Leshna Lekarvin, Leshna Lemalkus Teiku. We have a suffering maybe even to receive Malkus. In fact, you're in the Beis Hamikdash and you're Tomei. You have a lav to go out right away. If you did not go out, you're over lav. So the question is, do you receive Malkus for that or not? Yes. But the question is there a time limit? Do you have to stay in there a time or not? Kadei Shia. Maybe the Mishnah's din of Shia is only for a Korban. We do it B'Shoigei. But if you do it with mazes that you chayiv malchus, maybe there you chayiv even with a mashu, with a second. That's a teiku. If you have to wait there, could they shi or not? for Malkus, that's a take. All right, we'll stop here.
You're almost up to Yud Zayin. The last command of Tes Zayin of Abayz was Bo Yirova Tzorach Shia L'Malkus Oyein Tzorach Shia L'Malkus. It means if somebody waits inside the Beis Hamikdash, he became Tomei inside the Beis Hamikdash, and the Lach was supposed to leave right away. Let's say the Mesir, he doesn't go out. So he doesn't go out, and Agrashi says they warn him, you have to go out, and he doesn't want to go out. So the question is he Chayiv Malkus right away, or does also he first has to wait Kedei Shia? He has to wait as long as it takes to say this Pasuk we had before over Chol B'nei Yisrael. He has to wait a few seconds first. So Shailer is LeKorban Gemira Shia, but LeMalkus LeGemiri. That our Mishnah says you have to have a Shia, you have to wait. That's only to Mechayiv you a Korban. If you do it B'Shege, if you forgot that you're Tamei B'Shege, then you have to have a Shia. But maybe LeMalkus, there's no such halacha. But LeMalkus LeGemiri Shia. We don't know, we didn't learn you have to have a Shia.